A young mother is being considered by the Catholic Church for sainthood after willingly sacrificing her life to save a preborn child. Maria Cristina Cela Mochelin refused to undergo chemotherapy and risk her child's health, allowing her son, Ricardo, to survive even though she ultimately died. Maria Cristina was born in Cinisello, Balsamo, Italy on August 18, 1969. At a very young age, Cristina began attending the family's parish youth group at the Holy Family Parish in Cinisello. She also attended catechism classes taught by the Sisters of Charity of St. Giovanna Antinda under the direction of Sister Anna Rosa Pozzoli, who provides her with first basic formation to the sacraments of the Catholic Church. From the very beginning, Cristina absorbs all teachings with great attention and devotion. She dedicates herself as a teenager to the care of the children in the oratory and perfects the Christian formation with great care. Cristina began keeping a spiritual diary from her early preteen years, which continued throughout her life. She used a small notebook collecting all meditations and conversations with God. During high school years, a religious vocation seemed to be the future goal chosen by Maria Cristina. She was attracted by the example given by the sisters working in the parish and expressed a desire to become a sister of charity in the future. However, a casual encounter with Carlo Mochelin at the end of summer vacation upsets her plans and changes her mind towards the future. Following long and serious debating, Cristina decided to accept her engagement and consequently marriage. It was at the age of 18 and only 1 year after becoming engaged to Carlo, Cristina experiences for the first time great pain and unexpected suffering. A tumor on her left thigh appears upon a return from vacation in Canada and forces a particularly hard ordeal on her between various hospitals. 3 cycles of chemotherapy kept her from her studies and normal life for many months, she wrote in a diary.
Lord, I only want you. I only love you. I'm only looking for you. What does it matter to suffer in life if you are around the corner waiting for me to give me immense joy?
This experience of great suffering cements her love for Carlo, who shuttles between Veneto and Lombardy to be close to her. It was in this moment that their love took on a breath of eternity. It is during this experience that their love assumes an eternal aspect.
Sometimes I think of when I was told that in order to understand what your vocation is, you have to be objective and judge whether what we have chosen makes us happy, because God called us to be happy. I really think I have no doubts. I was born to be with you, because this makes me happy more than anything else, to have children with you, and to give glory to God in this happiness of ours. It is truly true that when you strip yourself of yourself and entrust yourself entirely to God, He dresses you not in ordinary clothes, but in gifts. When you give everything to Him, you truly receive 100-fold even now on this earth. I feel that in our small way, we are already tasting eternity, which will be true and full of joy.
Cristina recovers completely and manages to complete her high school with high grades. Her life suddenly accelerates. Her strong desire to marry Carlo leads to their marriage on February 2, 1991, when Cristina and Carlo celebrate their union before God. She wrote of this day,
"My dearest love, starting today we are embarking on an even more wonderful journey, albeit with its difficulties, than the one we have traveled up to now. From today, I am your wife and you are my husband. Isn't it magnificent? We pray, Carlo, that this love of ours will be truly extraordinary, now and forever. In short, I love you, Carlo, and I will always love you, even when in some moments I am less sweet, less affectionate, because I want to remember forever the words that I said to you today, and even before. I, Cristina, take you, Carlo, as my husband, and I promise to always be faithful to you in joy and in pain, in health and in sickness, and to love and honor you all the days of my life.
10 months after their marriage, their first child, Francesco, is born, followed by after only a year and a half by Lucia. These are years of serenity and joy in which the young family experiences a full and extraordinarily rich love. A few years after Lucia's birth, in the autumn of 1993, Cristina becomes pregnant with Ricardo. But unfortunately, when the pregnancy arises, a new cancer appears on the same leg that 5 years earlier had so badly marked her. After getting over the initial shock, Cristina and Carlo began an intense period of prayer, both personal and together as a couple. The couple both expressed their desire to safeguard the life of the baby at any cost. She therefore undergoes a local operation aimed at removing the tumor, but postponed the start of chemotherapy treatments so as to not damage the baby's life. Shortly after, Ricardo was born in July of 1994 and is a beautiful, lively, and healthy child. She wrote,
"Dear Ricardo, you need to know that you are not in the world by chance. The Lord wanted your birth, despite all the problems there were. When we found out about you, we loved you and wanted you with all our heart. To face the fear of that time, we were gifted with a limitless willpower and desire to have you. I fought with all my power and did not give up on the idea of giving birth to you. So much so that the doctor understood everything and said no more. You are a gift to us. You are precious. And when I look at you, I think that there is no suffering in the world that is not worthwhile for a child."
Chemotherapy begins immediately after delivery, but when the cancer had already done its devastation and there is nothing more to be done, Cristina, while wishing to heal and hoping for a miracle, continues to trust God. On October the 22nd, 1995, Cristina ascends to heaven, leaving a message of love and trust in God very deep, which will be received by many people who will come to know her story. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, source of all good, you have enlightened and supported this young mother in an admirable way, so much so that she has become a singular example of faith, family life, and defense of life. Maria Cristina prepared and built a truly Christian family, seeking that every choice she made was according to the gospel. In the Eucharist, she had always found the comfort and courage to face all the difficulties of life. We ask you, Father, to glorify this humble servant of yours on earth, as in your goodness, we are sure she was glorified in heaven. May she be an example and support for our Christian families. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Venerable Maria Cristina Mocielin, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
C'è niente di più, né sfiorare il cielo infinito e volare sempre, sempre più su e amare te. Il tuo miracolo è l'amore, non c'è scritto.